The frame is made of bent beech, which is then either lacquered or veneered or stained.
At the shop Modernista in the centre of Prague, owner Janek Jaros describes the production of a replica of a chair by the great Czech designer Jindřich Halabala. As well as replicas, the company deals in original pieces of furniture from the first half of the 20th century, perhaps most notably in the Cubist style, which Jaros describes as Czech-specific. Modernista also sells lamps and other household items, including work by contemporary Czech designers. Janek Jaros told me all about his business when we met the other day.
Well, it's developed quite a lot since 2001. Originally, I only sold restored original furniture. But as time went, I added some licensed reproductions, first of Czech Cubist ceramics and clocks and some metalwork, and then later some Czech Modernist furniture. So it's a fairly mixed bag. I think that the sort of unifying feature of it all is that Modernista concentrates on the first half of the 20th century, furniture, furnishings, decorative objects.
About the original items that you sell, where do you or how do you acquire them?
Well, first you start looking in the obvious places, auctions, second-hand furniture stores, house clearances, but then once you become active in the business, the items start coming to you because there's loads of people who are also involved in the business on a level that's closer to the ground, and they come to you, and then gradually over a course of time, a circle of suppliers develops, and then. You do not have to devote so much time to scouting. You devote more time to the administration, organization of the business, dealing with your restorers, dealing with people who work for you. Business develops. The format develops with time.
About the Cubist items that you sell, is Cubist furniture and Cubist ceramics particular to Czechoslovakia?
It is particular to Czechoslovakia, or Bohemia, as it was at the time, because we're talking the time before the First World War, when this country was part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. It is Czech-specific. Nowhere else in the world was it taken to such lengths. So we are the only country with Cubist buildings and Cubist coffee sets and Cubist clocks. And that's what makes the items interesting for people outside this country and for people interested in design in general.
About the replicas that you sell, how do you acquire the rights to make them?
You have to identify the rights holders, usually the descendants of the architects. You have to make sure that that they have the right and that you got the right people, and then you enter into a legal agreement with them. It's fairly simple. It's like licensing anything else.
Is it so simple to find people who are capable of making those items?
For some items, it is easier. For some items, it's more difficult. For ceramics, it's not so complicated because it's something that people can basically do at home or in a very small workshop. For some of the metalwork, it is harder. It requires a lot of skill, but it also requires some machinery. With some items that require metal plating, for instance, it's becoming very, very hard to manufacture because times have changed a lot, and the metal plating business, the technology has changed enormously because it's very environmentally damaging. So On those items, we have a lot of trouble, and we have to travel very far often or pay a lot of money to get it done. And then moving sort of closer to mid-century, some items that we would love to add to the Modernista range, unfortunately, are impossible to make these days. We were very seriously looking into making a plastic toy, which was originally made in the 1950s, and it became obvious that we couldn't do it. We would have to make so many pieces that it would require such a huge investment into the production and into warehousing and into distribution, because then we would have to distribute to a much wider public that we had to abandon the idea, unfortunately.
Would you often add new designs to your range?
If we do identify an item that would be interesting for the for the collection, and we find producers, we always do it. But very often now we stop at the production barrier, because as we are getting closer to the mid-century items, which would be most interesting for us now, it is because these items were made through an industrial process. It's becoming more difficult for us to reproduce them now.
What are your biggest sellers here at Modernista?
There are some items in the Cubist line which always sell, like the, to name but a few, it would be the Pavelianak crystalline box, or some items from the from his coffee set. The coffee set seldom sells as a whole. It often sells in parts. Our Modernist lamps are a very popular item. They sell often. But we also sell some contemporary Czech design that we do not manufacture, and there are some favorites among those pieces also. So it's a mixture.
What about your customers? Are they Czechs, tourists, foreigners?
Again, a mixture. For our furniture, it would be mostly Czechs or people who or foreigners who live in Prague or in the Czech Republic. And for the smaller items, it would be more often tourists and foreigners who take them away with them than locals.
Tell us about the international aspect of your business, and what kind of reaction has your work had, or your items, your range had internationally?
There's always been some international interest. For a while there was a lot of interest in the Cubist line. There were some major exhibition that incorporated Czech Cubism traveling around the world in the early decade of this new millennium. So we were successful in adding our products to the lines sold in the museum shops. We sold in major museums like the V&A and the Metropolitan and some museums in Japan. But the interest has kind of gradually died down, and we only have a few dealers that now sell our items. The trouble is that though Czech Cubism is unique, it's not very well known, and because the items are quite complicated to make, and they're fully licensed, they end up selling for quite a high price, and it then requires a lot of explaining of why it costs so much and what it is, etc. So it's not an easy sell. And as regards our furniture, we've always had people interested who either find our website or get to our website through various other websites where our items are displayed. So there's, like, every day we get some inquiries, and that some of them eventually lead to some sales of smaller furniture items. But you know, some people are quite adventurous, and they will happily have a large piece shipped halfway across the globe. So Modernista is fairly well known internationally now.